Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Well, hey, I hope y'all had a great weekend this last weekend. I had a good time. My goodness, I had the little prince all weekend. It was his birthday weekend. Monday's his birthday and everything. That's when we're taping. So, yeah, had good times there. Went out and had a little bit of fun on Friday night. And then went Saturday night and checked out at the River's End. The Spence Brothers were playing. And so, of course, whenever the Spence Brothers are in the house, there's always a little Purple Days experience happens. So I got up there and did a few tunes with the Spence Brothers. And we had a good time. It was great. And then I slid over to the 101 where there's a DJ extraordinaire happens to be there. And I'm going to be getting to him in a minute. But it was a very cool weekend. Did that. And then Sunday, like I said, I got the little prince all day long. So we hung out, had fun. It was like a little birthday, mini birthday party there with Papa. And I watched movies and all that good stuff. And then took him home today before I came to tape the show, and we are going to have a big birthday celebration when I get done here. So we're going down to Ocean World and all kinds of fun stuff. So there we go. But hey, as I promised and said, we do have a DJ here, DJ Rio, as people know him. And,
hi, guys. How are you?
But his name is Mario DeTavio. That's it, right?
Wow, you actually got it right the first time.
Sometimes. And it's Monday morning, too, brother. It takes a bit.
It takes a while.
Now, the reason I asked Mario to come on here was because I caught his show. He's a DJ, but, you know, we've had DJs in this town and everything like that, and we've had DJs in this town. But this guy is a DJ, and I mean, he does it right. He does a really good job. Like you said, I said there 45 minutes, and all I was doing was checking out your work, man, seeing how you were rocking it. And this guy had the house going. He knew when the people walked in what they wanted to hear. He had them out there on the dance floor, and the minute he started losing them, he knew how to get them back. And that, to me, is a very cool DJ. So, and I know that you're not from this area. So, Mario, I want to get you in here just to find out a little bit about DJ Rio. So, where are you originally from?
I am originally from Queens, New York.
New York, all the way. East Coast boy, huh?
East Coast boy, yeah.
Now, did you do this stuff out there prior?
Prior to me living here in New York, I actually wanted to be an actor at first.
Right.
Because, you know, I love being in front of people. You know, I like being on stage, you know, in New York. And I also lived in Las Vegas at the time.
Okay.
As well. So in Vegas, I would also do acting. But then at 19, I think I just graduated high school. Like a year after high school, I started DJing because I love music. And the first thing I did was I did a pool party. And I didn't have any kind of equipment. I only had like a laptop. I didn't have a turntable, nothing. I was just pressing play. But from what I was picking and the song choices I was choosing, the crowd was loving it. They're like, dude, this kid knows what he's doing.
So you had a natural thing going
on. I had a natural thing going on.
Right on. There you go. All right.
And then about a year ago when I first moved to Brookings, this is my second stint here, but a year ago, I think I moved to Brookings in September, and the first thing I really said was, man, like, what am I doing here? This is a small town. I'm like, this ain't for me. Like, what am I doing? And then when I turned 21, like when I moved here, I was 20.
Right.
So I had to wait like a month to actually do something.
So you weren't able, because there's not really much.
Not really much to do when you're under 21.
That's true.
Okay. And then finally, when I hit 21, the first bar I went to was the 101 Bar and Grill, which is where I currently reside now.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the first night I was there, it was a great night. It had a good vibe. And there was this one guy, I remember his name. I don't know if he got by the name of Ricky Kolob. You don't know him?
He was
trying to DJ.
Oh, okay.
It just wasn't cutting it. So I just walked over, kind of was like, hey, you mind if I take over the booth for a minute? He goes, yeah, sure. Next thing I know, the manager, Steve, he comes up to me and goes, do you DJ? And I'm like, yeah, a little bit.
Guess so, yeah.
A little bit. And then a week later, I got hired. And next thing you know is,
hey, there you go. Well, if you can't dazzle them with brilliance, you know, you can baffle them with a good show. And that's it right there. And that's what you do. And you guys can catch DJ Rio there. Now, you're going to be around here for a while, but I understand you're taking off back to Vegas again.
Sometime. I am. I actually will be going to Vegas July 15th.
So until then, though, you can catch DJ Rio at the 101, and that is why I keep seeing the house packed on Saturday nights, is because you're there. So very cool, man.
Just absolutely.
Keep up the good work, and thanks for coming on the show today, man.
Yeah, do you guys mind if I say like a couple of things?
Go ahead.
First off, I want to give a shout out to everybody in New York City. My dad, grandma, love you guys. I miss you guys.
This is podcast. They'll get it.
What else? People in Vegas, Joseph, Thomas, Talia, Austin, all my friends in Vegas. I love y'all. And one of my good friends in Vegas, Devin Bakari Johnson. He is an upcoming R&B artist. His new album is dropping this summer along with his hit single, Shine Like That. Trust me, you want to hear this. It'll be available on iTunes and SoundCloud this summer. You do not want to miss it.
All right. Well, hey, most colorful interview here. Thank you so much for coming in, man. We woke everybody up, whether you had your caffeine or not. So there we go.
I had Red Bull.
He's a Red Bull.
I had Red Bull.
Have a great one, Mario. And catch Mario, DJ Rio at the 101 on Saturday nights. Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me.
Okay, so hey, here we go, starting the music out this week. We got a 101, a bar and grill. They have karaoke on Wednesdays and Sunday nights, and then from 8 to 12, and then they have karaoke and ladies night, if you're feeling right, on Thursday from 9 to 12. And then the gentleman we just had in here, DJ Rio, he is going to be doing his groove thing, the DJ night, on Fridays, I guess, and Saturdays. So remember, it's Friday nights as well. So there you go. That's what's happening at the 101. Plus, of course, they got the Monday night steak special going on there. Then we slide on down to the Checo Brewing. And what we got there is coming up on the 17th is Frankie C. On the 18th is Tom Sheets. On the 19th is Gil Kirk. And on the 24th is Lon Goddard. And that's what's going on at Checo Brewing out there for the next weekend. Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill. You have to call them for a music lineup, but they've been playing music lately. The same thing with Misty Mountain Brewing. At Rivers End Sports Bar and Grill, they got something going on every day of the week. They got Monday free pool and happy hour. On Tuesday, it's Blue Day and 125 tacos, $1.25 tacos. Wednesday is 50 Cent Wings, and Songwriters at Play is going on there from 4 to 7. And what the Songwriters at Play is, well, if you're a songwriter and you want to get up there and perform your tunes, you can. It's a night to do that. You just got to sign up. You got to contact Rivers Inn at 541-813-2694. Or you can call Tiger. He's the MC at 707-218-0183 to sign up. Microphones will be there. All you need is an amp or other equipment you might need. And you can get up there and do a little performance. That's what's going on at Rivers Inn Sports Bar. That's happening on Wednesdays. Then Thursday, they got a happy hour from 3 to 6. Then karaoke from 8:30 to 12. Then on Friday, they've got appetizer platters from 4 to 6. Then Saturday, they got a bucket of beer specials when there's a race going on. Yep, and they got mimosas going on Saturdays. And then on, let's see. Coming up on Sunday, it's Sunday, they got NASCAR going on. So, yeah, you got very cool Loaded Bloody Marys. That's what's going on there. That's right. I love that term, Loaded Bloody Marys. That give you something to think about. So that's what's happening there at the Rivers Inn. And then coming up here on the 26th, they got Night Moves going on. So there you go. That's the layout on them at the Vista Pub. We got on the 18th. Frankie C is going on. And then at Backstreet Bar on the 25th, we got Done Deal. So that's a couple weeks out there. And then if you're up in the Grants Pass area, you got the Laughing Clam, where they got Top Secret going on the 18th. And on the 19th, Jack and B. And the reason I keep hesitating a little bit is I'm just surprised that I'm talking about the 18th and 19th now. Everything's kind of flying back. I keep wanting to hang with this last weekend. It went too fast. This month is flying by. This always happens before the Pirate Festival. That's what happens. Start getting a little antsy, and I get, like, whoa, okay, here we go. That's just me having a good time. So anyways, down there in beautiful CC by the sea at the end of Techie, you've got Night Moves going on the 19th, and then around the corner at Seaquake Brewing, we've got on the 19th, James F. and the Blackbirds, on the 25th, Dr. B, and on the 26th, Steve Berg. And then for some personal calendars here, we've got Brat Brush. He's at the Coontown Tuesdays from 6 to 8. And he's at the Checo Brewing on 25th from 6 to 8. Lon Goddard's at the Coon Tie here on the 16th, 23rd, and the 30th. And then he's at Checo Brewing on the 24th next. Let's see, Frankie C, he's everywhere. Him and Night Moves going on at the Coon Tie on the 21st and the 28th. And then the Italian guys are on the will be on the 26th at Coon Tie. And then on the 17th and the 31st, he'll be at Checo Brewing. He'll be at Vista Pub on the 18th with Night Moves. On the 19th at the Inateca with the Italian guys. And, of course, he'll be down there at the Rock to Checo with Night Moves. And he'll be at Rivers End Sports Bar that night with Night Moves as well. So that's what's happening with Frankie C. And then Steve Harrington, Friday nights at the Coon Tie with Strawberry Jam. That's right. So, hey, here we go. We got some music going on there. And, yeah, and of course, we got now the summer concerts in the park at Azalea Park going on at 1 p.m. coming up on May 27th. That'd be, I guess, to be the first one going on. The Wild River Symphony is directed by Daniel Sedgwick, consists of 50 of the finest musicians from Curry and Del Norte counties who perform musical pieces from Beethoven to Gershwin. The performance will feature concert pianist and Brookings resident Christy Dolan. So that's what's happening, the first one coming up. And then I got a schedule for the whole summer, so we're good to go on that. I can keep you updated there. I say that like it's never there. It's just I got to utilize it. That's what that's all about. So anyways, here we go. We got the On With The Show. We got the Brookings Harbor School District is hosting a kindergarten roundup. That's coming up on May 17th. So your child by 5 years old by September 1st, 2018. Will your child be 5 years old? Okay. So they got a kindergarten roundup event to pre-register the incoming class of kindergartners. Children born between September 2012 and August 2013. This year, the kindergarten roundup will take place from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thursday, May 17th in the Calmeopsis Elementary School Gymnasium at 650 Easy Street. Okay, so there you go at the roundup. You and your student can meet the kindergarten teaching team and other important school staff. Your child will take a simple assessment with a teacher, and please bring birth certificates and immunization records. This is a great opportunity for your child to come and see what they will be attending. Please bring your child with you for the assessment. There will be different stations for you and your child to visit, and activities will be provided for your child while you fill out paperwork. So there you go. Now, if you're not able to make it there, the staff will assist you throughout the district's online enrollment process. You just got to go to www.brookings.k12.or.us. So there are a lot of dots in there, but hey, as long as you dot your I's, there you go. So, all right, hey, yeah, that's right. This month is the month of Gypsies Body, Mind, and Spirit Annual Festival. There you go, getting metaphysical with the Ladies of Gypsies on May 19th and 20th. That's actually coming up here this next weekend, Saturday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., on Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's $5 at the door for both days. Explore and experience aura photography, card reading, Zen Su, energy healing, intuitive tarot reading, magic hands and tapping, energy medicine. So there you go, the Gypsies Body, Mind, and Spirit Annual Festival going on. It has a great turnouts the last couple of years. So there you go, some good fun going on in town. And that's coming up this weekend. Okay, so geez, we're sitting here like getting all, I'm just, the dates are really got me going here. All right, hey, we got anthropology still going on with Skip Hunter at SWOC. So this is Anthropology 232. If you want to join this, you can show up on Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in room 118 at SWOC. Classes start from April 14th, and they go all the way to June 14th. So, hey, there's another couple months to go here. So go ahead if you're interested and check that out. Skip would love to see you. Manly Arts Center and Gallery at 433 Oak Street is presenting Life Drawings from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Every Thursday until December 20th. So come draw with them. Bring your pencils, charcoal, pastels, watercolors, ink, or other media. They'll have three 20-minute drawing sessions with a live, fully clothed model. Interested in volunteering to model? Send us a message. Okay, so there you go. That's at Manly Arts Center and Gallery. And there's one more weekend going of the Dory Randall Performing Arts is presenting Junie B. Is Not a Crook. This is at the Checo Grange. It'll be coming up this next weekend on Friday and Saturday. The show is at 7:30 p.m. And on Sunday, it's a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. So something terrible happened to Junie B. Jones at school today. Somebody stole her mittens. And then she found a pen. And it's finders, keepers, losers, weepers. And she's going to keep that pen and try to impress a boy. And it's just a all-around fun little play going on here. And the tickets are at the door. You can go to www.brownpapertickets.com. And for more info, you can call 541-661-0736 for one more weekend of Junie B. Is Not a Crook. Okay. Hey, and then the Wild Animals Animal Rescue in Gold Beach is presenting a low-cost wellness clinic. That's coming up on May 16th at 4 p.m. This is for low and fixed income families. Come and get your dog and cat up to date with all their shots. So there you go. They even microchip for $25. So the clinic is from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. That's coming up on the 16th at Wild Rivers Animal Rescue in Gold Beach. And then Port of Pines Brewing is presenting Digisaurus. That's coming up on May 18th from 9 p.m. to midnight. Digisaurus is an electronic pop rock project from artist and producer James Allison. He's originally from London, England, and Allison opened a studio in Columbus, Ohio, and engineered sessions with groups like Phantogram, Maps and Atlases, and Ezra Furman and the Harpoons, and he's now based in Los Angeles. Allison dedicates himself wholly to the evolution of music and art through technology and collaboration under the moniker Digisaurus. So there you go. He's happening on May 18th. 9 to midnight at Port of Pines. They got a pain management support group going on at Costa Clinical Psychology at 625 Spruce Street in Brookings on May 18th from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So it's a pain management support group meeting. You will be provided a workbook to help with the discussion and skills to apply. They will also invite local providers such as chiropractors, acupuncturists, massage therapists, physical therapists, and others to provide tips and guidance for home support to manage your pain. This will be billable to Medicare, MOTUS, Pacific Source, all of them, Blue Cross and OHP. If you want to attend, please call now for a spot. Only 8 available. This is 541-412-0700. So first come, first serve, but only 8 available. So there you go. Hey, now it's time for Funny Occurrences with Famous People. That's right. Hey, President Coolidge and his wife were separately being shown around an experimental government farm. When Mrs. Coolidge came to the chicken yard, she noticed that a rooster was mating very frequently. She asked the attendant how often that happened and was told, dozens of times a day. Mrs. Coolidge then said, tell that to the president when he comes by. Upon being told, President Coolidge in return asked, same hen every time? The reply was, oh no, Mr. President, a different hen every time. The president then replied, tell that to Mrs. Coolidge. And once during an argument between Lady Astor and Winston Churchill, Lady Nancy Astor told the Prime Minister, Mr. Churchill, if you were my husband, I'd poison your tea. Winston Churchill calmly responded, my Lady Astor, if I were your husband, I'd drink it. I hope you enjoyed these funny true stories of famous people. Until next time, keep smiling. There you go. Little bit of humor to bust up today. Oh, hey, yeah, we've got coming up this weekend the 31st Whale of a Wine Fest. That's right. It's on May 18th and 19th. The two-day event features 9 wineries from Oregon and California, plus cider, as well as beer from a local brewery that will provide a variety of flavors to taste and to purchase. There will be food vendors and items for sale, ranging from food to handmade crafts, jewelry, and clothing to fine art. There will be musicians performing on Friday from 4 to 8 and on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. The event is held in Dosha Suite Hall at the Event Center on the beach in Gold Beach. Tickets are $15 and are available at the bookstore in Gold Beach and at Wright's Custom Framing in Brookings. They're also available at the door. Admission includes a commemorative wine glass and 2 complimentary wine tastings. The event is sponsored by the Gold Beach Chamber of Commerce and the Curry Fair Friends. For more information, please contact the Event Center at curryfair@gmail.com or call 541-247-4545. 4-1 for the 31st Whale of a Wine Fest. We got Armed Forces Day is coming up here on May 19th. It's from 12 a.m. to midnight. It's the history of Armed Forces Day is on August 31st, 1949. Defense Secretary Louis Jordan announced the creation of an Armed Forces Day to replace separate Army, Navy, and Air Force days. The single day celebration stemmed from the unification of the armed forces under one agency, the Department of Defense. So there's a little history for you, and that's happening on May 19th. It's Armed Forces Day. So like I always say, kiss a vet. You know, there you go. Elk Valley Casino presents Del Norte Grad Night, Safe and Sober. This is coming up on May 19th. The Safe and Sober Party, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Join in for an afternoon of fun, food, friendship, and furious bidding on dozens of items for just 1, 2, and 3 quarters. Proceeds will benefit 2018 Del Norte County Graduates Safe and Sober Party. Soup, salad, and make-your-own sandwich lunch will be available for purchase. Wear your school colors for a chance at the Magic Paddle, the elusive Magic Paddle. That's right. Reservations with the most guests over 10 will receive a special party box. So anybody, you bring more people over 10, you'll get a special party box and a gift basket. Doors open at noon and auction starts at 1 p.m. Age 18 and older to play. That's at the Elk Valley Casino. Okay. Very good cause there. Cause somebody needs some money, that's for sure. All right, here we go. South Coast Humane Society is also presenting that's at 828 Railroad Street, is presenting a low-cost wellness clinic. This is coming up on May 19th, this weekend, at 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Bring your dog or cat down to the shelter and get them up to date on all their shots. Pets must be leashed or crated, and we need them to wait in the car until the doctor is ready to see them. You can call 541-412-0325 with any questions. All right, here we go. The Crescent City Downtown Divas is presenting the Paint Pour Party Fundraiser. This is coming up on May 19th, this Saturday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's at the Pacific Northwest Physical Therapy Building at 225 I Street in Crescent City. They invite you to paint, pour, party, and fundraiser. Come try something fun and new. This is $40 per person and includes hors d'oeuvres. There's a no-host cosmopolitan wine and beer bar. And there's raffle items and tickets available at PNWPT at Johnson's Gift Garden Home, 6 Degrees of Celebration, and One Love Arts and Party. So that's coming up on the 19th. Okay. Paint, party, pour. Try to say that a few times. Mouth all twisted up. Okay, the Mental Health First Aid class coming up here on May 25th. It's at the SWOC. Not sure what to do when you find someone in a mental health crisis? Take the Mental Health First Aid class at the Brookings SWAT campus and be the help that someone needs. Class is no cost. For more information, you can contact Amy Sale at 541-813-2535 or Dave Frazier at 541-813-2535 is all. So you can call, ask for Dave or Amy, and there you go. It's Mental Health First Aid class coming on May 25th to SWAT, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., so all day thing. And we honor our Vietnam War fallen heroes. Going to be reading of the names happening on May 25th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Everybody is to meet at the City of Brookings Administration Office outside at the flagpole for a Memorial Weekend ceremony to honor the fallen of the Vietnam War with a reading of their names. Gone, but not forgotten. So that's going to be happening on May 25th. Okay. Disturbing the Peace is going to be playing at Azalea Park on May 26th at 1 p.m. I imagine it being the band show there, so that's very cool. It's actually the day before the Sunday, the first Sunday one, so very cool. Concert in the park. Ah, I see, a pre-concert. And then, let's see, Semi-Aquatic is presented they're located at 415 Checo Avenue. It's presented at Artisan's Pop-Up Shop on May 26th from 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. They love supporting artisans and desire to bring beautifully made goods to the Brookings Harbor community. So meet three of their artisan vendors and shop their entire line of goods. There's Sea Glass Jeweler, Lauren Culp of Current Collective Glass Artist, Casey Adams of Sea Glass and Clothing Designer, and Angelique L. of AL Design. So they're all going to be there at Semi-Aquatic coming up on May 26th at 11 a.m. All right, hey, it's now time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right, good day, mates.
Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's Bit of Weird History for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that Cuban dictator Fidel Castro had over 600 assassination attempts on his life? Well, it's true, and here's the story. Well, that's according to the former director of Cuba's intelligence service. There were more than 600 attempts to kill or destabilize Fidel Castro. The claims have been backed up by various opponents of the Cuban regime, including the United States, who often operated in a distance by using gangsters or anti-Castro Cuban exiles. Some of the attempts have included using thallium to make his famous beard fall out, or LSD to make him sound mad during a radio broadcast. There was a poison diving suit and even an exploding cigar. There was once a femme fatale who was to seduce him and then kill him while he was caught with his pants down, to put it mildly. But Castro later claimed he uncovered her intentions, offered her a pistol, and told her to kill him. But she didn't have the nerve. There was also a tide line of exploding seashells, which went off 40 minutes after Fidel left the beach. But the explosion did succeed in knocking out Havana's traffic lights. There are also bizarre tales of a plan to beam a holographic image of the Virgin Mary, which was supposed to inspire Catholic Cubans to shun communism, though it doesn't appear to have been tried. A lot of these plots are impossible to substantiate properly, though there can be no question that many people wanted Castro dead. As Castro himself put it, "If surviving assassination attempts were an Olympic event, I would win the gold medal." Well, all the old bushwhack has to say is if they would have done the exploding rubber ducky and the bath trick, I'll bet they would have got him for sure. I hope you enjoyed this week's Bit of Weird History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the old ducky in the bathtub. That gets them every time, I tell you. All right, well, here we go, man. It's getting towards the end of the show. I got more to talk about, but we can get on with that down the line. Right now, I want to thank you all for tuning in to this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on Little Station That Could, KCIWLP 100.7 FM. And hey, I want to make sure that you all also pick up this week or this month, The Insider of Southern Oregon, covering all over Southern Oregon. I'm now up in the Coos Bay and North Bend area. And I'll tell you what, we're getting ready to go to Roseburg and Ashland next. So that should be happening like in the next month or two. There's a hotel opening up right there by that wildlife safari. And we're there with the Country House Inns, and they're advertising with me. And so the paper's got to go where it's got to go. Read all about it yourself. And okay, that's it. I also want you to tune in to the Magical Musical History Tour this week as I set the spotlight on ZZ Top. Yeah, LaGrange, Tush, the Mexican Blackbird, all kinds of great songs on there. All you have to do is go for schedule for days and times. So with that, I want to say until next week, this is Bruce, waiting for the bus, Ellis, signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey, I'll see you out there. Bam! Hey, and make sure everybody get out there and support the town, support the events that are going on. My goodness, we got coming up here, the Azalea Festival's going on. We got the parade happening. That's coming up on the end of May there, last weekend in May. And you see the pirates walking around in the parade. We're going to have a good time, and then the party down at the port. So we'll see you out there, and have a great week. Bye.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.